The British are leaving. The British are leaving. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The facts on the ground. Britain has announced a timetable for pulling 42% of their troops out of Basra. The challenge? Explain why they don't just head north to help us in Baghdad. The solution? Don't mention that part. Just declare success.
The Iraqi forces now have the primary role for security in most parts of the city.
Meaning the British can leave with honor because the job is done. So, Ursula Errington of Sky News in Basra. It must be like Mardi Gras down there.
The vacuum created presents opportunities for religious divides in the country to grow and for the influence of Iran to become more dominant from across the border.
Whoa, hang on a minute. That's not on message. Let's try Hamid Ali Alikafey, Iraqi journalist.
They shouldn't leave without completing the job, without establishing real security in Iraq, without training Iraqi security forces.
Okay, then. Let's go to the White House. CBS correspondent Peter Mayer.
The White House says the move shows success in the areas under British control.
That's better. And Vice President Cheney supports that, reassuring our troops during a visit to the USS Kitty Hawk that no one's listening to those Democrats in Congress.
I want you to know that the American people will not support a policy of retreat.
There it is. And so, we learned several things. Proposed withdrawal pushed by Democrats equals retreat. Actual withdrawal by British equals success. Timetables set by America help terrorists. Timetables set by the British are just timetables. And most important, we learn that the last guest to leave the restaurant usually gets stuck with the bill. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.